You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and so glad you're with us this early Saturday morning. And with us right now, as we change our focus, so to speak, we're going now to Vision Loss Resources in Minneapolis, where we have the opportunity right now to talk with two fine people, Susan Anderson, who is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and also Mark Dahlberg, who is a Program Manager for the same company doing business in our Twin Cities for quite some time. If you'd like to reach out to them, it is 612-871-2222. Susan and Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Freddie.
It's our pleasure. We want to talk about caregiving. And I'm wondering if you can, first of all, as we start, can you share the percentage of seniors who actually have a vision impairment problem right now?
Sure. Well, according to the National Eye Institute, they report that 1 in 5 Americans between the ages of 65 and 74 will be living with an age-related eye disease. And then once we reach 75, that number increases to 1 in 3. And so then when we look at the demographic just in Minnesota, in the next 20 years, Minnesotans over 65 will nearly double, and older adults will end up making 1/5 of our state's population.
So that's a really big number when you think about that. And I'm wondering, how are people getting along when you have numbers that large who are having some type of vision loss issue?
With that big number, right, the likelihood that one of us could be one with a vision loss or working with someone with a vision loss is going to be more and more likely over time. And what's unfortunate is that people don't realize the resources that exist to help support them through that the vision loss piece. You know, that's why we're here speaking with you today, hopefully getting that awareness out. And just by calling that number, you're able to get connected to resources, equipment, training, the emotional support needed to help adapt to vision loss.
So let's peel it back just a little bit. We're talking about the percentages and so forth and the number of people with vision loss. But I'm wondering, tell us a little bit about what Vision Loss Resources does in order to help people, to help the person who is actually the caregiver.
There's a bunch of different things that we do that help all the caregivers. When somebody is a caregiver to somebody who has vision loss, they can call us and we can talk to them about different respite options. So for instance, there are support groups available for that person to help them with the emotional aspects of the vision loss. There are trainings that can be done.
So it sounds like a lot of one-to-one services that can really help that individual and meet them exactly where they are.
Absolutely. I think that's really what makes us a unique service, is everything is client-driven. Everything is about the person with the vision loss and how we can help them maintain independence. And with working with caregivers, there's that fear of, you know, what do I do now for my parents? Should they move out of their house? Can they actually be safe living on their own? Mm-hmm. And we're able to sit down with both the caregiver and the client and really open up the door to seeing that there is a possibility for that to happen. And like Mark said, that emotional support piece, we have 30 to 35 support groups all around the metro area. And that really gives some peace of mind to the actual client experiencing vision loss, that they have a place to go to, a resource that they can use to have someone understand what it's like to be them. And that, in a sense, gives relief to the caregiver as well. They have some support, knowing that their loved one is being taken care of or feels heard in that way. And then Mark had mentioned, too, just the training that we offer. So going into the home and looking at how can we make this place a place where you can be independent. And so we look at each room. So say it's the person still wants to cook, but they can't read the recipes, or just something as simple as, I want to heat up my coffee. I live on my own and I have to spend 10 minutes looking for that 1 minute button on the microwave. What we can do is go in and help with that training. So it's looking at the microwave. How can we make that tactile? There's so many modern conveniences in our appliances, but they're not very convenient for the person that's visually impaired. So there's a lot of those flat screened devices. So with the microwave, we can put a tactile bump dot on the 1 minute button. And that way they're able, instead of relying on their vision, they can rely on just feeling where that bump dot is to heat up their coffee. So it's teaching the caregiver and the client about this creative thinking in which you can still do what you used to do. It just might look a little bit differently.
Interesting.
And, and so we offer that one-on-one support, and then we can also do small group training as well. Again, it's whatever the client is most comfortable in the caregiver.
So as that caregiver, how might someone identify vision loss in their loved one?
So there's a few different ways. If you notice that your loved one is starting to have difficulty reading print, a lot of people will squint or they're tilting their head to try to read something. That might be a sign. If somebody is complaining that the light is too bright or maybe the light is too dim, that might be something. A big thing we hear about is people start to have difficulty recognizing faces, which can be a big deal. So if somebody's walking down the hall and they pass them and they don't recognize who that is, something like that. Changes in their personal appearance. Sometimes you might notice that somebody has a stain on their clothing. And it's not because they maybe gave up caring about what they look like. They might not even realize that they have something that's on their shirt or on their blouse or something like that. A big thing I hear about a lot is people withdrawing from their leisure activities. So say somebody used to, you know, be able to play cards and they love to get together and play cards. But all of a sudden that person kind of stopped playing cards and people wonder, you know, what's going on. And it might just be that the person's having a hard time reading the faces of the cards, or they can't read the bingo card anymore, so they stop playing bingo, things like that. Or changes in table etiquette, that could be another sign. Or even somebody acting confused or disoriented can be a sign that their vision is getting worse, and so they're having trouble kind of maneuvering through their house or through places that they used to be familiar with, and it's becoming more difficult.
You mentioned a couple tips. Like the bump dots, are there a couple of quick ones that you can add that might add to the list to help someone?
Well, what we find is really helpful if you start to think in contrast. So as our vision is decreasing, anytime we can increase the amount of contrast for someone can be really helpful. Mm-hmm. And so you can apply that in a variety of different ways. So say someone is pouring a cup of coffee, but they can't see when that coffee reaches the top because they've poured it into a dark mug. So an alternative is to pour it into a white colored cup, and that way you're able to see that contrast between the dark coffee and the white cup. Other things with changing the faceplate on a outlet so it's a contrasting color to the paint. Just give someone enough of an area where they can focus and know, okay, that's right where I need to plug it in. Or even if you go, we were talking about how an indicator might be that someone is bumping into things, like bumping into door jams. So it might be that the contrast isn't high enough for them to see. So we've had people put in a light colored tape around thresholds of doors so that it's easier to see where the door frame is, or even just throwing a blanket on the side of someone's sofa so that when they're maneuvering through the living room, they're not constantly bumping their legs into the side of the couch or the side of the table. So again, just thinking in that contrast.
One of the big things we talk about as far as training goes is getting people decluttering and getting rid of things that they don't need. So in the bathroom, for instance, if there's a bunch of products there that are expired, but they have to look through all those products to try to find the one that they want, the big thing is just to declutter everything and then set up in every room, even like little catch-all boxes. So like, for instance, in the living room, if you have the remote control for the TV in that box, maybe a pair of reading glasses, a pen, a pad of paper, things that you reach for a lot. So if you keep those in those catch-all boxes, then when you go to look for them, it's not that hard to find them because you know they're in this specific area. And of course, that's easier said than done. It takes some doing to get into the habit of doing that. But those are some quick and easy tips.
A little practice. We're just about out of time. Tell us how to get in contact with Vision Loss Resources and whether or not there's a cost for your service.
Sure. It's really easy. All you need to do is call our number. So it's 612-871-2222. We do not need a doctor's referral. You can self-referral yourself or call for a loved one. There's no insurance necessary. And it's as simple as that. So once you just call us up and let us know that you're looking for more information or more support or more resources or just don't know where to begin, we'll set up an appointment to come meet you out right in the home and offer you an assessment and explain all of our services and resources that are available to you. Yeah. And as far as cost, so we're at Vision Loss Resources is a nonprofit. And so our services are low and no cost, thankfully, to the individual donations and grants that we receive. And For the services that we do have a fee attached to it, it's based on a sliding scale fee. And we partner with State Services for the Blind. So a lot of times, if there is a cost to the service, we're able to partner with them and get authorizations in which they're able to, so there isn't an out-of-pocket expense to the client that we're serving.
Great. Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources, and Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs for the same company, 612-871-2222, and you're listening to New Beginnings. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.